The liberal globalist order is on its brink and awakening a new conservative age. I'm Dr. Steve Turley. Join me every day as we discover answers to today's toughest challenges and explore the revitalization of conservative civilization. This is Turley Talks.
Sir, you also reported a monthly surplus in the month of June, $27 billion.
Yeah,
a ton of money with these new tariff rates coming into effect on August 1st. We're going to be bringing in even more tariff revenue specifically. How much revenue do you think we can consistently bring in from these tariffs?
We'll be bringing in hundreds of billions of dollars. And the tariffs really haven't kicked in that much other than automobiles and steel. August 1st is a big day. August 1st is when very substantial money comes into our country.
Hey, gang, it's me, Dr. Steve. So the globalist elites are absolutely losing their minds. They swore President Trump's tariffs would tank America. You know, empty grocery store shelves, send prices soaring, and bring total chaos. But the truth? Once again, they were dead wrong. And the numbers prove it. In June 2025, America posted a stunning $27 billion budget surplus. That's the first June surplus. Well, what do you know, since 2017, ironically during Trump's first term? I mean, look at this. Last year, under Sleepy Joe, America had a $71 billion deficit. But this year, under Trump, in the new golden age, we've got a $27 billion surplus. The tariffs the left and globalists love to hate saw America's revenue skyrocket from $6.3 billion to $27 billion in just 1 month. That's a 301% increase in income in 30 days. For the fiscal year so far, tariff collections have hit an astonishing $113 billion, an 86% jump from last year. It's just absolutely astonishing. This is America winning, and it's creating massive opportunities for you to take control of your financial future. So let me ask you a question. Are you ready to cash in on this America First economy? Let us know in the comments below. Put in those comments how you plan on financially flourishing in this new American golden age. Because today we're diving into how these tariffs are reshaping the economy and how you can profit from this amazingly historic shift. You know, when President Trump rolled out his tariff plan several weeks back, right? If you remember, starting with that 10% across the board tariff on imports in April and adding targeted reciprocal tariffs on certain countries like China and Canada and Mexico. You remember that, right? You remember how the media covered that? They absolutely lost their mind. They screamed about inflation. They predicted economic collapse and painted a picture literally of bread lines and empty shelves. The New York Times, the Washington Post, and their buddies in the corporate press corps, they all told us tariffs would crush consumers, bankrupt businesses, and tank the economy. They called it a trade war, and they warned of catastrophic fallout. But instead, what did we get? Here we are, several months later. What did we get? We got a budget surplus. We got stable prices. And we got an economy that's proving, once again, the naysayers wrong. For decades, globalists and weak-kneed politicians have sold out America's workers, letting countries like China dump cheap goods into our markets, all the while we were stuck with massive trade deficits. In 2024, our trade deficit in goods was over $1.2 trillion. It's an absolute disgrace. That trade deficit in goods and services has since dropped to $61 billion in April, down from a record $138 billion in March. So it's progressively going down. That's a historic plunge. And it's because tariffs are forcing other countries to rethink their own predatory trade practices. But it's not just about the numbers. When Trump put a 25% tariff on cars and auto parts or 50% tariff on steel and aluminum, Trump was sending a message. America first. No more letting foreign companies undercut our manufacturers. No more watching our factories close while other countries rake in the profits. Now companies are starting to reshore, bringing jobs back to the United States. And the Congressional Budget Office, the CBO, projects that if these tariffs stay in place, they could slash the federal deficit by $2.8 trillion over the next decade. That's real money to pay for tax cuts, infrastructure, and securing our borders. Foreign export orders, they're eating a lot of the tariff costs. Japanese car makers, for example, they're slashing prices by up to 20% to stay competitive in our market. That means American consumers aren't bearing the full brunt of these tariffs like we're on, despite what the media fearmongers were claiming. After Trump's relentless pressure, China dropped their retaliatory tariffs from 125% to now just 10%. But let's not kid ourselves. The globalists and their media allies aren't going to admit they were wrong. They never do. They'll pretend the economy isn't thriving with stock markets hitting record highs and unemployment staying low. But the truth is undeniable. Everyone sees it. Trump's tariffs are delivering results. We need bold policies like tariffs to bring in revenue without taxing the American worker. Dozens of nations are scrambling to cut trade deals with the United States, from the UK to Vietnam. They know Trump means business, literally, and he's not going to let them rip us off anymore. We're finally seeing a government that puts our interests first and is improving the financial opportunities for all Americans. Joining me today to discuss these tariffs and other impacts on the economy is Mark Wilburn, a market expert who has an incredible record of predicting the markets. Now, last time we had Mark on, he accurately forecasted XRP, the crypto token Ripple, moving up over 55%, AMD moving up over 35%, and my personal favorite, Bitcoin, moving up over 18%, all just in the past month. In fact, he gave those stock picks away for free on our last webinar. Now we've heard from so many of you how incredible his webinars are, but we noticed in the comments that you wanted more than just trade ideas. So I asked Mark if he'd be willing to do an even more in-depth training for our listeners, and Mark's agreed to do something incredible. He's going to be hosting a live 5-day online training, which he calls his Zero to Trading Bootcamp, that will show you how to profit not just from these callouts, but how to actually understand them. Because let's face it, I mean, the Wall Street elites don't want you to know how all this works. I mean, they thrive when you stay confused, dependent, and reactive. So in this bootcamp, Mark's going to cut through all the noise, and he's going to teach you how to spot real opportunities, how to protect your money, and how to trade with real confidence, even if you're brand new to this. So if you're tired of the games and ready to take control of your finances, do not miss this event. It's free, it's live, it's online, and starts August 4th. Just click the link below to get registered before it fills up. And believe me, they fill up fast. So make sure you click on that link below right now. Mark, how's that for an intro, Mark, huh? That's great to see you,
pretty good
man.
Intro, man. Nice, I'm impressed. Here. Yeah, thank you so much.
Oh, it's awesome to have you. Let's dive right in here. Now, you have been tracking the markets closely during this whole tariff rollout. You've been following tariffs from the very beginning. You've been a big advocate of tariffs, actually. Can you break down what's really driving this $27 billion budget surplus in June and how tariffs are reshaping the whole economic landscape?
Yeah, for sure. I think that this $27 billion surplus is a game changer, and it's got all the globalists sweating. You know, we saw a big surplus back in April, but they tried to spin that as like a tax fluke. If you'll remember, this is Trump rewriting the economic playbook and how money flows back into the U.S. economy.
Yeah, it's not like the surplus just appeared out of thin air like leftists would have you believe. Well, how did this happen, right?
Right. No, it came from strategic pressure, like you were saying. You know, Trump had that 10% across the board tariffs. He stacked on top of it the targeted tariffs on steel and autos and other things that you had mentioned. This made foreign exporters pay to access the American markets.
Which they did, like the Japan deal, for example.
Absolutely, and they did it happily. I mean, we're the biggest consuming market on the planet. Instead of passing these to consumers, these companies and countries like Japan, EU, they slashed prices to stay competitive. That's how we pulled in $27 billion in revenue without spiking consumer pricing. But it's even bigger because these brought manufacturing back to the U.S. Yeah. If you look at Michigan, Corning invested $900 million in a new solar factory. That's 1,100 new jobs. That's real money into American communities, boosting wages without taxing the people a dime. That's a win.
So what about the trade deficit?
Like you mentioned, it's shrinking. I mean, it's down from $138 to $61 billion in a month, which is incredible. That's like about 55%, I think, if you do the numbers. Because countries like China, Japan, they're being forced to play fair. And so Trump has even said there's more to come because of his August 1st deadline, which I think is the EU. But even today, we're hearing things that EU's scrambling to get on board. So this is what America First looks like. It's opening up massive opportunities for everyone who's paying attention.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people in our audience who love everything that Trump does are still a bit iffy on the tariffs. I get that in my comments a lot, our questions. Maybe that's because the media warned, you know, the tariffs would spark runaway inflation and economic collapse. Yet, we're, like you predicted, we're seeing stable prices, a thriving economy. From your perspective as someone, again, from the very beginning, you've always taken a very bold stance in favor of these tariffs. Why have those predictions fallen flat?
Well, the media wasn't doing any analyzing. They weren't doing investigative journalism. It's more of an echo chamber, even with their so-called experts where they come in. So there's a lot of fear-mongering. And as usual, they just got it dead wrong. So they assumed tariffs were going to be a tax on the American people, but they ignored how leverage works in a trade deal. When you're the biggest market on the planet, you control access to that market, you set the terms. And that's exactly what Trump did and what Biden didn't. Right. And so if you look at this latest deal with Japan, that's a $550 billion investment. And we keep 90% of the profits and reciprocal tariffs. So as you mentioned earlier, these foreign exporters, they didn't just eat the tariffs. Many of them cut prices to stay in our market.
Yeah, which probably absorbed a huge chunk of the cost.
Exactly. But at the same time, what's cool is domestic producers have started scaling back on the cheap overseas labor and goods. They ramp up local sourcing. That keeps supply chain stable and inflation from going crazy. I actually saw an article where some tomato farmers in Alabama were getting a lot more business because of the tariff on Mexican produce. They said people were following them like crazy.
Right.
And so here's what they never talk about. When you reduce the deficit, you bring back jobs, you bring back production, you increase wage, this strengthens the dollar, you create more competition, and that offsets inflation naturally.
Yeah. So what about the narrative that tariffs would lead to economic collapse we've heard all year? What happened with that?
That was always backwards. The real collapse in our economy started happening when we outsourced everything to China. That gutted our middle class. We became addicted to cheap goods and labor. And these tariffs are just part of correcting the problem. And so far, it's really working.
Yeah, it is. It is. For everyday Americans, you know, workers, investors, families, from your vantage point, what opportunities are emerging from these tariff-driven economic shifts, and how can they position themselves to benefit in this new America First market economy? We want everybody to flourish in this audience. Seriously, I want everyone watching to just be financially exploding by this time next year.
For sure.
Tell us some of these opportunities that
are available. To me, this is where it gets really exciting, because what we're seeing isn't just a shift on Wall Street, it's actually hitting Main Street, like I mentioned with the tomato farmers.
Right.
And so we're seeing the rise of real American economy again. where we're producing. We're not just consuming. We've got right. the jobs coming back, supply chains coming home, capital flowing into the U.S. like crazy. Hyundai's new plant here in Georgia is like $12.6 billion. That's supposed to create an estimated 8,500 jobs. Add Siemens, Apple, Nucor in Utah, Taiwan Semiconductors upping their investment. That creates a lot of growth.
Yeah, and that's a massive amount of potential jobs with so much winning. Mm-hmm. I mean, does that create other opportunities as well?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, it's across the board, too, is what's nice. So, like, for workers, better wages, more stability, more career paths, right? For small businesses and small business owners, that's new demand. That's domestic services, logistics, manufacturing. Skilled trades are going crazy right now. We're seeing that all over. Right. And for investors like myself, it's a chance to get in front of the sectors that are set to boom when the U.S. regains control of its production. The key is you have to know what to look for. And the legacy media, they're not spotlighting this.
That's
you are, because you're awesome. The legacy media, they're not. Yeah. They're not going to tell people the right stocks at the right time. They're stuck pushing an old narrative. And this is why education is so important.
Yeah, and that's what, again, for both of us, I mean, we've talked about this so many times. It makes me so upset. You and I have actually had a number of videos together where we talked about just the legacy media is intentionally trying to keep Americans down financially, economically, in terms of their career, in terms of their flourishing. It's just disgusting. You know, you mentioned the last time you were on, you mentioned we're still in a window of opportunity. We were talking about this like before we went live here. But I mentioned to you everything you said has happened. I mean, you were telling us all the way back in December of last year, guys, get ready, position yourselves, because this economy, particularly the market, is going to take off like a rocket. Is that what you're still seeing here? Is that with the markets? I mean, the markets are hitting all-time highs. Is that it? Is that the ceiling? I mean, what are you seeing here?
No, that's a great question, because, you know, the concern's always, do I still have enough time to get in? And that's a legit concern for a lot of people. I think we're just getting started. I really do. When people understand how to read the market, see the rotation and position themselves, they're the ones who are going to come out really ahead, because this moment is about building wealth. And that's what investors understand.
Right.
And they need to do it with strategy, with skill, and a clear eye view of where we're going, which is why we want to host this free 5-day live training for everybody. We can teach them how to spot these opportunities, trade with confidence, protect your money, and you don't even need experience.
Right. Right. That's the beauty of it, right? This is totally for absolute beginners. And I love it. Yeah, gang, just make sure you click on the link below to register. You're gonna love it. I'll tell you. I mean, imagine having Mark as like your I guess technically, you're not technically a financial advisor, but a financial mentor. That's probably the better term I'm thinking of. I mean, just imagine that. Looking ahead, so we've got nations like the UK, we got Vietnam literally rushing to negotiate trade deals. We got the CBO projecting a $2.8 trillion deficit reduction. How do you see these tariffs influencing long-term market trends? And what should investors watch for in the coming months?
Great question. And to me, this is the part a lot of people miss. They think tariffs only about today's revenue, but they're not. They're actually about leveraging tomorrow and securing America's economic dominance for decades. You've got nations like the UK, Vietnam, even Canada scrambling to make these deals. And it tells you that America's back in the driver's seat. And when you control trade, you control where capital flows. You know, he just closed Japan and he said his sights are now set on the EU. We just had some news today come out about the EU really wanting to make a deal. So it looks fantastic. And as far as the CBO projection, that's not just a stat. That's $2.8 billion freed up.
Trillion
to go into infrastructure, energy independence. That will help supercharge our markets, taking us to the next level without taxing hardworking Americans. And that's what I love to see.
Do you have any ideas for the remainder of the year? We got another 6 months or so.
Mm-hmm. Well, what we've seen so far has been incredible with the move. Literally the day Trump said, today's a great day to buy. We've rallied into all-time highs. But over the next 6 to 12 months, I think we're going to see three big things. Number one, reshoring assets. U.S. companies doubling down on domestic production to hedge against global instability, kind of like what we saw in the Alabama tomato example.
Yes,
I know it's silly, but it's a great example.
I love it, actually. Yeah, it's a great, yeah. Again, everyday Americans, I love it.
That's right. Commodities, number two, I think commodities are going to do well. Steel, copper, things that create infrastructure, especially when firms like ABB open plants in New Mexico. And the last thing, capital coming out of bloated safe havens and going into real economic output. So for investors, what that means is watch where the money's going, not where headlines point you. That's the mistake a lot of people make. They chase this narrative instead of following the actual market movement. And when you can do that, it makes a game changer of a difference in your life because the opportunity's not coming. It's here. Like right. The opportunity's here. The question is, are you positioned to take advantage of it? And you mentioned last time we were here, we talked about position. You know, the phrase I kept saying is it's time to position, not panic.
Yes. Yes.
That's what we want to help people do.
Yeah. No, I love that. Don't look at the headlines. Look at where the money is flowing. And that's what you do. I mean, you do it brilliantly and consistently. This is awesome stuff, Mark. I mean, gang, remember, if you want to find out how to prosper during this extraordinary time we're living in, then you don't want to miss this upcoming free 5-day training. I've joined in some of Mark's training and it's incredible. I mean, make sure to follow the link in the description below or scan the QR code on the screen. Remember, spots are limited, so get yours now. Click on that link below and I'll see you starting on August 4th. This is our year, gang. This is our year. It's the golden age. We're going to position ourselves so we are going to take off financially like rocket ships. You've never imagined an opportunity like this, especially during the bleak Biden years. This is amazing stuff, and it's your time to shine. And Mark, you are the one who helps us do just that. So thanks so much for coming on. I'm looking forward to seeing you for this amazing free training.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much for having me.
Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Turley Talks podcast. Don't forget to subscribe, leave us a 5-star review, and share this episode with your friends. Help us defeat the fake news media and rank as the number one news and commentary podcast all over the world. Come back again tomorrow for another episode celebrating the rise of a new conservative age.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.